Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about how to get over your ex. There's so many people out there that are heartbroken over somebody that they were dating or in a relationship with. And I'm going to talk about how do you get over your ex? Okay, let me just dive right in. I'm just going to give you straightforward facts, advice, and just hit the heart of the problem. Okay, basically, in order to get over your ex, you have to accept it for what it is. You have to analyze your ex. You have to look at that person and see the whole person. You have to stop fantasizing about they were such a great person and they were so romantic and thinking about you and them together in bed and everything like that. You have to look at the whole person. And this is what a lot of people don't do. This is what a lot of women don't do. They just see the romantic side of the relationship they were in. They don't see how that person really is, their basic character, how much that person liked you. How did that person treat you? How somebody treats you is how much they like you. And this goes for women to men, men to women, or partner to partner, okay? We're just going to talk about human nature. Now, some people, you know, they're just like, they just can't get over it. They sit there and their heart is broken. And a lot of times, people break up for a lot of different reasons. People break up because they broke up with the person because maybe that person didn't want a commitment with them. Maybe that person wasn't showing them enough interest. So a lot of times the women have to break up with the man because the man is not showing them enough. Or maybe it could be a case where the man cheated on the woman. And it's like I said, it goes vice versa. Or sometimes you could just be a victim of the game, okay? And I'm going to talk about all this. And when I say you're a victim of the game, let me just clarify this, you guys. This is one of the reasons I started podcasting, because I noticed so many women didn't know what, quote unquote, the game is, all right? There is such a thing as man code, all right? And there's such a thing as the game, okay? And a lot of women were never taught this. A lot of women were never told to watch out that you will encounter certain people, certain men that will play you, that will love bomb you, that will show you a lot of attention in the beginning, and then all of a sudden lose interest and maybe want somebody else. And this is why a lot of people break up, because they didn't realize they are a victim of the game, okay? That you're falling into that trap of you were love bombed, you're looking at all the things that person said to you, what he said to you, how much he loved you, and he wanted to make you a wife one day, and all these other things, okay? You fell for words. You didn't look at the actions, okay? And I'm just going to give you tough love. I'm going to just tell it like it is, you guys, because I'm trying to make you strong. I'm trying to give you, you know, realistic outlook on why and how you got heartbroken and how to get over that. And the way you get over that is to accept who that person is. And you have to say to yourself, okay, this person and I don't get along for whatever reason. Like I said, people break up for different reasons. But a lot of times people break up because that person didn't want something serious with them. That person lost interest in them, okay? And the thing is, it's not necessarily you. You may not be the person for them. And that person, a lot of times, these guys, they're not going to come to you and tell you, well, you know, I like you, but I don't want you for long term. They won't do that. So it's up to you. It's up to you to be able to recognize the red flags and not ignore the red flags. And that's why I tell you, you have to look at somebody's pattern. You have to look at somebody's consistency with you. And you have to look at how much effort they put into you. Are they making you a priority? How do they treat you around their friends and family? Are they bringing you around their friends and family? Are they showing you respect? Are they kind and understanding to you? Okay? So, you know, you have to look at that and you have to look at the person's track record. I can't say it enough, you guys. A lot of people got involved with somebody. They didn't know who they were. You're not going to know somebody within 3 to 6 months. It takes time. Things come out later on. The more you date somebody, you're going to see little red flags and you're going to get to see who that person really is. How do they treat their family? How do they deal when they're angry or something like that? But the thing is, you have to accept it for what it is. You take a piece of paper, you write down the pros and the cons of your relationship. You look at those cons, okay? And you say to yourself, your ex is your ex for a reason. I had a situation like that years ago, and I was going to contact an ex, and one of my male friends said to me, don't do it. Remember, your ex is your ex for a reason, okay? The thing is, you got to fine-tune yourself. You have to get your skills in gear so that you are able to analyze people. You are able to size up people so that you don't make the same mistake in the future. Okay. And this goes for anything. This goes for when you're dealing in business, when you're dealing in family relationships. Always know who you're dealing with. You have to analyze that person, analyze their background, what kind of childhood they had. You know, a lot of people, they grow up without fathers. So a lot of them don't have that male role to know how to treat a woman or be in a healthy relationship. Some of you are heartbroken because you got involved with somebody who didn't know how to be in a healthy relationship. But a lot of people got involved with somebody that just didn't want to be in a committed long-term relationship, that maybe was in a relationship and then decided they didn't want this anymore. Or they started to give you certain behaviors so that you would break up with them. Maybe they didn't call you as much. Maybe they ghosted on you. And maybe they did all these things. But you guys, the thing is this. You have to love yourself. You have to value yourself and say to yourself, as much as I love this person, and we've all been there, as much as I love this person, I will not let this person disrespect me, okay, and treat me less than I deserve, okay? So you have to understand that. And you have to go through that transitional period of the breakup. Now, everybody hates breakups, right? It sucks. Because now you feel that period of loneliness. Oh my God, I'm all alone. Now what? Now I got to go back on the dating apps, back with the first dates and all of that. The first thing you need to do is you need to get into yourself, get into your career, get busy, okay? Yes, you have to keep busy because an empty mind is a devil's workshop. An empty mind will get you into a depression. Don't listen to sad, you know, music. Don't do anything that is going to bring you down. You have to change your mindset and you have to say to yourself, this is a period that I'm going through. This is a change. We all hate change. It's almost like going through a death. Because in a sense, when you break up with someone, you've lost a piece of your life, okay? When you look back on your past relationships, that's a piece of your life. That is something that you went through, okay? But the thing that you have to understand is, are you really heartbroken because you broke up with that person, or are you heartbroken because of the feeling you had when you were in a relationship? The feeling, the high that you got, okay? And all that dopamine feeling of, oh, I'm in love. Because that could be what you're experiencing a withdrawal of. That, not necessarily the person themselves, because if you really kind of put that to the side, those loving feelings, and you just looked at the person, just cold, you know, straight at that person, and you looked at that person and you saw through that person and you saw what kind of person they were, that they weren't giving you the attention maybe that you deserved, or if they crossed boundaries and cheated on you and disrespected you, all right? You have to get yourself strong and say to yourself, this person did not respect me. And I will not allow somebody to disrespect me. And don't think just because you're alone now that you're going to be alone forever, because you're not. You're not. If you're open to meeting somebody, there will always be people that come into your lives, okay? I could tell you from experience. A lot of times, if I was in between a relationship, you know, you went through that down period and all of a sudden, boom, somebody came into your life. So remember that. It's a transition. Somebody is going to come into your life. And when you break up with somebody, or if they break up with you, here's a little tip, you guys, okay? If you want to make your ex feel bad about losing you, always let them have the last word in a text or in a conversation. Always let them have the last word, okay? Because they want to see you go crazy. If they see you go crazy, they're going to say to themselves, ah, I got her, okay? She's really sweating me. Look at her texting. She can't live without me. But if you hold yourself with class, okay? And let's say they're breaking up with you or whatever, you are pretty much letting them know, you know what? You no longer have control over me, okay? I'm able to go on. I don't need you. I have my power. And I talk about this in my book, okay? How to Regain Your Power. It's on Amazon. You guys could read it for free with Kindle. But it's all about power in relationships. And most of the time, people that are heartbroken are the ones that had the less power in the relationship. Were the ones that cared about the relationship more than the other person. All right? Now, you may have exes that come back. You have to really decide that. Then I talk about, you know, I'm going to do a podcast in the future, you guys, about the no contact rule, how it's so powerful. All right? Silence is always thunderous. Remember that. Silence is more powerful than sitting there and talking yourself blue in the face to your ex sometimes, all right? But the thing is, this podcast is about how to get over your ex. And the way you get over your ex is you accept what happened. You sit there, you write down the pros and cons of what happened, of what the relationship was, and you look at those cons. You look at all those things that bothered you in that relationship, and you say to yourself, thank God I'm not dealing with this anymore. You have to look at this as it's a relief now. Now I don't have to worry about where they are, what they're doing, who they're with. Now I don't have to worry about, you know, asking them to call me more or text me more. You should never have to ask anybody to call you more or text you more. Never, never. Okay? Because when you do that, you lose your power. And when you lose your power, your value goes down to zero. All right. And that's when the other person has the edge. That's when the other person doesn't have to show you as much, because now you've become not valuable to them anymore. So the thing is, you get over your ex by getting into yourself and accepting what has happened and say to yourself, okay, it didn't work out. It kills me because I think about all the good times. But I have to remember why I'm broken up. I have to remember what this person did to me for me to break up with them, or the fact that if they broke up with you, then, you know, goodbye, good luck. You don't need them, okay? Because we don't want people who don't want us. Bottom line, okay? They, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. All right. You have to hold yourself and don't hang on to these people and say, you're never going to find that again. You're going to find that again and you're going to find better, because you're going to know what to look for next time, because you're going to look at your prior situation and you're going to say to yourself, these qualities, these cons that I saw in this, my prior partner, I'm going to make sure I don't have them in my future partner. I am going to get busy. I am going to get into myself. I am going to build my career. I am going to do whatever it takes to meet people and get myself out there. And if you have to go on, you know, certain online things, then you do it, but you do it smart. I've talked about this in prior podcasts, how to date online, okay? I'm not an advocate of the online dating, because 99% of those people, 99% of those guys are playing game trying to get sex, or you got scammers on there. And for the guys, you got a lot of women scammers on there today because they know the guys want sex. So you have to be really careful. And that's why you have to go slow. You have to move slow and get to know somebody and take time and, you know, you got to get on that phone with them and have conversations with them and not rush into anything, because the fake ones, the players, will fall off. The people that really want to get to know you will put the time into getting on the phone and talking to you and be consistent with you on a regular basis. Remember that. And on top of that, they will ask you questions about yourself. They will want to know more and more about yourself. They're not going to talk just about, you know, this is what's going on. They're not going to talk about superficial things about, you know, what they did for the day, or, you know, what's in the news. They could talk about that, but they're going to ask you about things about you. That's how you know somebody's interested and consistently ask you about you, all right? Because they want to get to know you. They want to know more and more. They want to be around you, all right? So if you're breaking up with somebody, number one, because they broke your boundaries, you have to say to yourself, well, you know what? It's like this. I could have stayed with that person, but I would have been with somebody that was breaking my boundaries, that didn't respect me. And it's like I said in prior podcasts, you cannot have love without respect, you guys. If somebody doesn't respect you, they will not love you. And that is just facts. So the thing is, they may stay with you. You may have people that stay with you, you know, to use you for some benefit. I talk about that in the breadcrumbing episode. They keep you around for some benefit, maybe because they don't want to be alone. They want somebody to talk to when they're bored. But when they have plans to go out for the weekend, you don't hear from them all weekend. Or maybe they're using you for a booty call, okay? And then they disappear the rest of the time when they're busy with their other people or their other women or their other guys, all right? So the thing is, when somebody is crossing your boundaries and you have to break up with them, you have to say to yourself, I have a choice. I could either deal with that just to keep them around because I'm too weak to let go, or I could just make that break and say, no, you're not going to do that to me. I am not going to allow you to make me an option. You have the wrong one over here. Okay. And if a guy really cares about you, he will not break those boundaries. And if he does break those boundaries, that tells you right there where his priorities are. And you are not a priority. And that's pretty much telling you that he's pretty much saying to himself, he could replace you. So ask yourself, do you want to be with a guy that has an attitude that he could replace you or is replacing you on the side with other side chicks or other people? All right. That's very important, you guys. And if you are that weak and you just can't cut the cord, then, you know, you have to put a mindset and say, okay, you know, I can't let him go, you know, but you have to leave your options open then. And you have to put him in the category of not to get too close to, which is very hard for a lot of people. You have to be a very strong individual to be able to say, okay, I'll still see him, but I'm not going to look at him as something serious. I'm going to keep my doors open and I'm going to talk to other people. I'm going to try to get to know other people, but he is put in the pay no mind category that he is not a priority. And a lot of people have a hard time doing that. That's why I always say it's better to make a clean break if you can. Okay. And then the other scenario is if he breaks up with you. All right. So the thing is, in order to get over somebody like that, you have to say to yourself, he was not all into me. There's a reason he broke up with me. Maybe we were arguing, and we were arguing because we were not connecting. We were not able to communicate, or there were other reasons he broke up for me. Maybe he wasn't looking for anything serious. All right. And if that is the case, you have to accept it and you have to look at that person and say, he's not for me because I'm not going to be with somebody that isn't all into me. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. If you stay with somebody who's not all into you, you're always going to have that empty feeling inside, because you can be in a relationship and still be miserable. All right. So when you are heartbroken over leaving somebody or somebody breaks up with you, you have to remember this. You have to, in a way, say to yourself, this is a sense of relief, because it's better than being with somebody. Let's say I got to worry where they are, who they're with. You know, where is he on a Saturday night? Why isn't he calling me? Who wants to live like that? I don't want to live like that. So you have to say to yourself, if I accept all of this and I would have stayed with that person, this is how I would have been living and I wouldn't be happy. So you know what? This person, this guy, or if it's a guy to a woman or partner to partner, you have to say, this person is not giving me what I needed. So I have to stop blocking all those feelings of, oh, you know, those romantic nights I had with them, and think about the romantic texts he sent me. Oh, baby, I love you, and I see you for the long term, and, you know, you're so special, and I get that feeling. Forget about that stuff. Forget about that stuff. That is just words. What you show me is what you are, and what somebody shows you is who they are. You got to accept it, you guys. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to give you tough love because it will make you stronger as an individual. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to be like some coaches do and say, oh, you know, you need to feel your feeling. No, I'm going to tell you straight. And I'm going to tell you straight because you need to hear it in order to move on with your life. Because the worst thing you could do, worse than a breakup, is waste your life on somebody that doesn't deserve you. Bottom line. Okay. And we've all been through that. You know, some of us veterans, we've been through that. We gave years to people that didn't deserve our time. And I'm trying to save you. And you need to stop looking at this as a situation where, you know, you lost, you know, the golden egg over there. That person is not the golden egg. That person, you broke up with them for a reason. That person, your ex, is your ex for a reason. And that's why I always say too, you guys, it's not always the best thing to get back with an ex. Very rarely, because people are who they are. Their basic character is who they are. They may get back with you and they may be real nice in the beginning, all right? They may be, you know, really sweet, doing what you ask them to do, but boom, give them a couple weeks, give them a couple months, they're back to their old ways, okay? So just stay strong, get into yourself, value yourself. That's why a lot of coaches will say, you know, you gotta build yourself up. When you build yourself up, you will not let anybody take your value or take your power away. You will see the situation for what it is, and you will say, that's okay. It didn't work out. Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? There's going to be another one right down the line, okay? We don't chase, we replace. And there always is another one out there. Okay? Believe me when I tell you. I'm talking from experience. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.